Mr. President, you have to admit, and you already have, the launch of healthcare.gov was a disaster. It was so bad. It was bad. Look, I don't even have an analogy, because the website is now the thing people use to describe other bad things. They say stuff like, ugh, I shouldn't have eaten that sushi. I was up all night healthcare.goving. Ugh. Boy, that latest Johnny Depp movie really healthcare.gov to the box office. Oh, look at my new rug. Did the dog's healthcare.gov on it? You can't get healthcare.gov out of shag. But thanks to Obamacare, or as the president refers to it, MeCare, millions of newly insured young Americans can visit a doctor's office and see what a print magazine actually looks like. That's awesome. Now over 8 million people have signed up for Obamacare, which sounds impressive until you realize Ashley Tisdale has 12 million Twitter followers, so it's pretty good.
Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the South? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hello. Oh my God. Welcome. Welcome. Take that down. Take it down. Am I in? What's going on around here?
Fade!
Is it not fading?
He took it out!
Golly! Holy moly! I don't even understand what is happening right now.
Hi. Are we on?
I think so, yeah.
Is this Kings of the Podcast?
Stop. It is. Did you just stop it?
Yeah.
Good job. That's fine. I think King Zach actually ruined that for me. I'm going to blame him because he
is
took
not
the...
Here.
Yeah, because he's not here, and I'm having to produce and host at the same time, and I can't do it. I just can't. I can't do it. Hello, we are the Kings of the Podcast, everybody. Welcome. I am King Mike, your gracious host. Along with me, we have King Greg is here. Hello, Greg.
Howdy, howdy. Hey, everybody.
We also have King John is along with us. Hello,
Hi.
John.
Hey.
And then some special guests today. Eric is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric is
in
the house.
Yay. Hey, applaud now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There he is. Then we also have Johnny Q is in the house.
Johnny Q, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't get a suffix or what is it?
What's that?
I don't get like a king or a sir or a duke or
you
a
get
title.
Nothing, dude. You're just a douche. You get
Princess.
You get douche. John is in the house. What? Douche Johnny is here. We are broadcasting live on Ustream.tv. Thank you so much for joining us there. If you would, and if you're listening to us via iTunes or on Renegade Radio Fridays. At 10 a.m. Eastern is when you'll hear this episode. We have every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Eastern, we are broadcasting on Renegade Radio. If you're listening to us there, do know that you can go and follow us on Facebook, Kings of the Podcastle. Find us on Facebook and follow us there, and we will let you know whenever we're going live on Ustream.tv. Then you can listen to the live show. Or you can, of course, just stick to listen to the re-air every Monday through Friday on RenegadeRadio.com, which, by the way, is spelled RenegadE. Does anybody know why?
Why?
Okay. Anybody want to take a gander at why they spell it incorrectly?
Their spell correct was off.
Their spell correct was not off. They actually spell it that way because that's the way that George Lucas spelled it whenever it was the Renegade... what was it? The Renegade something in Star Wars was help me out here, Greg. You're the big Star Wars fan. The Renegade something in Star Wars. Nothing is nothing coming to mind.
I just want to add that this is going wonderfully.
No, I can already tell. Anyway, the only reason I bring it up is because today is May 4th, which is the big Star Wars day.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you.
Yeah,
Nanu Nanu.
Yeah. We started the show off with some audio from the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which took place on Saturday night. Did anybody watch it? Was it televised? Did you guys get any of it? Anybody?
I didn't see it.
Nobody? Nobody ever watches these things or checks it out. Eric, what about you?
It's not carried live.
Oh,
sir.
It's not carried live? Wow.
No,
why wouldn't they do that?
It's a closed
It's a closed dinner. Thing? Yeah. So then how do they get all this video and audio from it in the first place?
Well, it is recorded, you know, for posterity and everything like that. But it's just basically the White Horse correspondence. It's all the reporters, news agencies, selected guests, et cetera, et cetera.
Waste of money.
They get up and they've been doing it since the Nixon administration, so you can blame a Republican for it. Sorry. And then they just get up and they laugh and joke and they pick on one another. So that's where it all starts.
And that's it. Yeah. It's basically going in there and shaking hands and rubbing elbows with each other to congratulate each other for being awesome and being leaders in the world. Right. I mean, is that pretty much all it is?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Obama, he did one of these a while back and he, did the whole Lion King, you know?
Yeah, well, that's Donald Trump. This was for Obama again. They do this every year. They do it every year. Yeah. So Obama did another one. This time it was hosted by Joel McHale. Do you guys know who that is?
Yep.
Host of
Talk
the Soup.
Yep. Talk Soup and Community.
He rolled out. He started talking about all of Obama's shortcomings with the healthcare, which is what we were airing earlier. And then Obama took the stage for 20 minutes and told some jokes. I think that President Obama is actually a really good comedian. Like I know that's terrible to say because he's supposed to be the president and all professional, but
well, having said that, maybe he should quit his day job. Thank you.
he goes up there, he knows how to deliver a joke.
I would say he's probably the most humorous president that we've had. My favorite one that he told this year was it's really exciting that we had an American win the Boston Marathon for the first time in 15 years. Of course, we've had a Kenyan in the White House for the last 6.
Holy moly.
So that's not bad. That's bad.
I thought that was really very clever.
He opened everything was by saying, of course, we rolled out healthcare.gov. That could have gone better. That was his opener. In 2008, my slogan was, yes, we can. In 2013, my slogan was, control, alt, delete. that was his big thing. But Joel McHale is actually getting some crap because in his introduction he said E is the home to the Kardashians, who, believe it or not, are Republicans, and I know that because they're always trying to screw black people.
Nice.
Which actually got more moans from the audience.
Really?
Than laughs.
Come on, that's funny.
That is a funny joke,
that's
I think.
That's hilarious.
But I really, you know, the president gets a lot of crap for going and doing all these big, fancy entertainment style thing. You know, he takes things differently. Like, did you guys see the Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis?
Yes.
I thought that was genius.
Yeah, that was good.
And of course, all of the Republicans are like coming at him and saying, you know, he's making the office look bad.
Right.
He's not holding up to the respect that the presidency deserves.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think that is so. It's bullcrap.
Whatever. George H.W. had Dana White stay at the White House, and he had impersonated him for years on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Dana Carvey, you mean?
Yeah.
I think that it's very cool. You know, like for me and my generation and our generation, really, we're all in our 30s, except for John, 40s.
Whatever.
but I think it's cool that the president is kind of becoming kind of one of us. Like he's presenting himself as one of the people and just kind of hanging out.
Completely opposite.
Yeah, really?
He shouldn't be cracking jokes. There's too many things going wrong with America as it is right now that he needs to focus on the real matters and quit throwing parties and do his job.
Really? So did you not like seeing him on Between Two Ferns? Was that Galifianakis?
No, that was pretty funny.
You gotta have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I mean,
Clinton did the same thing. Clinton had made
we're talking
spots.
About horrible presidents. You mentioned Obama, Clinton, and Bush. Horrible presidents.
Now hold on a second. Now so, Clinton wasn't that bad.
When Why? Because he got a BJ?
No.
And the economy was amazing.
When he left office, we actually had a surplus of money. Then Bush gets in and goes, you know, you Americans deserve this money. Let me give it back to you. Oh, look, we've got a deficit now.
Yes. And we went off into a huge, giant war that sent us further into deficit. So, I mean, I disagree that Clinton was a bad president. I don't think that Obama is necessarily a bad president. I mean, he's fighting the
hey, let me throw my 2 cents in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Whether you think Obama's a good president or a bad president, anything that he does right now is looked upon as, or nobody wants to even look at it because everybody's so pissed over the Obamacare thing that we're all just waiting for the next election to come and for him to be gone.
It's not just the Obamacare.
Really?
Talk about things like Benghazi.
Like what?
Yeah, a lot of people are pissed about that. Yeah. Benghazi, Obamacare. Oh, yeah. Those are two big smudges on his
And everybody right. that went back to work in Detroit because he helped out the car industry, they're just absolutely pissed off that they've got jobs right now and they have to go back to work.
I would agree with that.
He pulled the trigger.
He did pull the trigger.
He pulled the trigger.
But now, did he really? I mean, he did send the guys over there to do the job. The guys did the job. That was going to happen, I feel, no matter who was in office. He gets credit for it because he was there.
Right.
But that, I mean, that was something that was set in motion a long time ago.
Yes. But so that's a plus, yes.
It is a plus, yes, but it's not necessarily his doing.
It's not that I hate the guy. I voted for him twice.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
I voted for him three times.
You did? So
you did? Holy moly! I didn't even know you could do that.
Well, you know. Identity theft is out of control, ladies and gentlemen.
Another thing that he did while he was at this correspondence dinner, really quick, is he put a poster for Walt Disney's animated hit Frozen. Up there, you know Frozen.
Of course we do.
It flashed onto the large video screens in the ballroom, to which the president quipped that the launch of the online enrollment portal of Obamacare had been turned into one of the year's biggest movies. I don't know. I think that he's great. I like the fact that he seems approachable, you know? Like, if I saw Obama out and about, I feel like he would be a guy I'd want to have a beer with.
Punch him in the face.
I want to go shoot hoops with him. I want to
see
him
Secret
dunk.
Service.
No. Well, now, John, you are definitely a Marine, and you have different views on all of that. So I get it and I respect it, but you're wrong.
Your mom.
Other big news over the weekend: the Kentucky Derby happened. Anybody check that out?
Not Whoopee. Anybody over on this side of the table.
No, Eric, how about you? You'd probably be the closest one to look at something like that.
I drank whiskey.
Yep.
Does that count?
You did. You watched it.
Yeah, I had an interest in it.
Yeah. What was your interest? Did you have a bet?
I had some money interested in it.
Yeah. Did you win?
I missed the trifecta.
Son of a...
I missed it. My horse to come in third actually came in fourth. So I had first and second.
Well, the horse, according to this article, a humble pedigree, just a couple of working stiff owners, a 77-year-old trainer with his first Kentucky Derby horse.
A humble
horse. Yeah.
That's the name of the horse?
No. The name of the horse was California Chrome.
Probably like $10 million horse.
Yeah, California Chrome, who actually made it look easy. He won by 1 3/4 lengths, so almost 2 horse lengths. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Did he have a carrot up his ass?
I don't know. He might have. I don't know. But here's the thing. California Chrome, that's kind of actually a decent name for a horse.
Right.
Have you guys heard of some different wacky horse names before?
Yeah, because
horse names are always the racehorses. They're always named something wacky.
Wasn't one that won like a year or two ago, like Brown, Big Brown, or Red Hot Brown, or
Leaky Brown Eye.
Leaky Brown Eye. That's never any.
That's
good.
My gangster name.
Wow. I've got the full lineup here, and there are a couple of them that I thought were pretty good, like Harry's Holiday.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Harry's Holiday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That sounds like a porno.
Which is kind of good. Down here on another one, there is Intense Holiday. So people like holidays that own horses, I
They're
guess.
They're fun.
Vickers in Trouble is another one. Uncle Cy. Uncle Cy. Yeah. Like.
No, isn't that like from the Duck Dynasty?
No, well, I don't think so.
Isn't he Uncle Cy?
Is he Uncle Cy?
I'm pretty
anybody,
sure.
Anybody,
I
come
don't
on,
watch
Duck
the
Dynasty.
Show.
Yeah, nobody.
No,
who watches that?
Yeah, who gives a crap about those idiots?
I'm just saying. That's his name.
Uncle Cy was on there. We Miss Artie was another one that was on
there. Artie Lang?
Well, I don't know.
They need to get a better scope.
Yeah. there you go. Commanding Curve. Thank you for getting on the button box over there. Commanding Curve is another one that I thought was kind of interesting. And Ride on Curlin. Ride on Curlin.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Pablo Del Monte and Wicked Strong were all also in the lineup there. All right, so that kind of covers the big news. Actually, we do have a story about a circus accident that happened. We're going to get to that later on in the show. That's going to happen later on in the show. What?
Well, that's
what
funny. Hey, let's talk about people in peril.
Yeah. No. There was a huge Wicked Circus accident. Speaking of Wicked Strong, Wicked Circus accident that happened over the weekend, but we'll get to that later on. I've got right here in my hot little paws 5 random facts for a Sunday afternoon, which it is a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
It is a beautiful, gorgeous Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Very nice. Why are we inside?
I know, right? It's been ridiculously rainy, and if you're listening to us not in Florida, you probably picture Florida as, it's the sunshine state, but the last 48 hours have been no sunshine at all. It's just been nothing but rain. And yesterday was, it was probably the first time in a long time that I remember it raining literally from morning until night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
Tampa was flooded with like 3 feet of water.
Yeah, it did not stop. I mean, yesterday, all day long, maybe a few little dry moments here and there, but for the most part, rain, rain, rain all day. So
yeah, it was like animals lining up two by two. It was pretty horrible. Yeah.
It's wetter than a high school girl on prom night.
Hey! A few random facts for you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Sharks can have up to 3,000 teeth. I didn't know if you knew that.
Wow. Wow.
Who counts them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ow! Two, shit! Three, goddamn!
A dentist that doesn't have anything better to do. But when they lose
four
one,
fingers.
It grows back. When they lose one, it grows back. That's because their teeth are basically they're not like ours, thank you. Their teeth are actually like scales on a fish, so they actually regenerate. Huh. So like you and I lose a tooth, no cummy backy, shark can do it. There's only one country in the world where McDonald's serves the McRib all year long. Anybody want to take a guess where that is?
Saudi Arabia.
Nope.
Porkistan.
No.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. No, sorry.
Germany,
yes. That's yay! Right. Hey-o, Germany. There you go.
Is there a reason why?
Because they like schnitzel and pork.
I guess so, yeah. I have no idea.
Okay.
I really don't have any clue.
The eight pawns on a chessboard all used to have their own names based on non-royalty jobs because they
like
were just
dopey,
pawns.
Like dopey, sleazy, Doc and
Doc
or
and
whatever?
Grumpy, yeah. No, they were gambler, policeman, innkeeper, merchant, doctor, weaker, like as in being weaker than one person in strength, blacksmith, and a farmer.
Huh.
There you go. Take that to your next chess match.
If Doc for the Seven Dwarves was a proctologist, would he be Pokey?
Oh.
Hey-o. Thank you.
Actually, it's more like, hey, oh.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
What have you guys brought?
There's one U.S. state where everyone's a traffic cop. Anyone in Oregon is allowed to file a traffic citation against anyone else.
What?
Yes.
I would have way too much fun with that. Like, I'd be bored.
Dude, you like ran that sign and stuff?
Because they are all stoned out of their minds, obviously, yes. But yeah, you just have to get the plate number, fill out some paperwork, and be willing to testify in court about what you saw, and you can file a traffic citation on anybody else in the
world. More than any Polk County Sheriff's deputy does.
Now, why would that be a good idea? I just don't see that being a good idea.
Well, it could go haywire.
There's citizens' arrests and stuff like that you're supposed to be able to do. So I guess if you see something happening that's bad, you could intervene.
Well, yeah, I guess you could do a citizen's arrest.
Well, a lot of people call in drunk drivers when they're rolling down the street.
Sure.
Have you ever done that?
Hell no.
I have.
You know
I
what?
Have.
You have?
Yeah.
Wow. I have too. What happened?
Was it that bad? I was actually living here, and I was coming home from work, and it was on Lucerne Park Road, and this dude was just like all over the road.
Yeah.
And I was looking and just watching the guy, you know, like cars would pass by and you could see his head kind of sloping over.
It was bad.
So I was like, dude, and I had to call 911. And they were like, oh, hold on, let me transfer you to Polk County Sheriff's Department.
Right.
Yeah. Girl from
Polk County Sheriff's Department. And I had to tell him where I'm at. And meanwhile, I've already gone two more miles following this dude. And I told him, you know, where
see,
I was
at. Is
that safe,
following the guy?
No, I mean, I had to because he was in front of me on my route home. And finally, I just kept saying, you know, I was like, okay, here's the license plate number. He's on this road. Oh, he's turned off into a little boat launch area to the right.
Okay.
And then I get home. And
get
they
to
call
the point
me,
of the
they
story.
Get,
hurry.
They call
Holy
me back.
Crap.
They call me back later after I get home. And they were like, so you were on Lucerne Park. We looked for a car. We didn't find one. Yeah,
that's it? So nothing ever came of it?
Nothing, but they called me back like almost an hour later. I'm like, really?
Well, obviously, he's not on Lucerne Park anymore. They're dipshit.
Yeah. Oh, and then the end of the story is Greg found $5 under his desk.
I know, man. I love you, Greg, but man, when you tell a story, you tell every single detail to the point where we're like, we just like, dude, please. But I have called on a bad driver, but nothing ever comes of it. Like, nobody ever gets pulled over and has to go to court, and then they call me back and say, we need you to come testify about what you saw, which is basically what you have to do here. James Madison is the only president who had two vice presidents die in office.
Damn. What a dick.
I know, man. They could not work with that man. His first VP was George Clinton. Great, great musician
Hell
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad vice president.
Yeah. And then he died in 1812. His second vice president was Elbridge Gerry. Whatever.
If your name's Elbridge Gerry, wouldn't you want to die too?
Yes, he died in 1814. All right, that's going to wrap up the first segment of the show. When we come back, we're going to go into some Hollywood news. Of course, Don Sterling from the Clippers has been in the news all week long. We're going to give our take on that.
That's a bunch
and,
of crap.
And he is banned from everything.
NBA, I know
he's banned from one of the worst things that you could possibly be banned from. And I'll tell you what that is when we come back here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Hi, this is Carmen and Nicole. And when I'm playing with my rubber ducky, I'm listening to RenegadeRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. We are back from break. What a long break that was. That was kind of long, I gotta say. A couple of smokers, I think, maybe out there. Hold on a second. Don't hit anything yet.
I had to use the bathroom.
You had to use the bathroom. Make sure you check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. That's where you can find all of our content. It is available to you at our website, kingsofthepodcastle.com. We are broadcasting live right now at ustream.tv. And, of course... you can check us out on Facebook to find out when that is happening if you're listening to us on RenegadeRadio.com. Hey, we got a phone call right now. I'm going to take it. Here it comes. Hello, you're talking to Kings of the Podcast Live. Who's this?
Hey, it's Adam.
Adam Murray, what's up,
hey,
buddy?
Woo!
I don't know you. Now, for the people who don't know who Adam Murray is, Adam is a local comedian here in Orlando, and he is on tour right now. He is out... in Vegas, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
How is all that going, buddy?
Oh, it's great. I went to the Heart Attack Grill the other day.
The Heart Attack Grill?
Is that the place where
you have no idea what that is?
No. Tell us, what is the Heart Attack Grill?
With the nurses.
Yeah, it's the nurses. They have these gigantic burgers, and they have these amazing milkshakes. And if you weigh more than 350 pounds, you get to eat for free.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm freaking going. This place is awesome, dude.
I've never even heard of this. That's amazing.
I think a doctor actually owns it.
It's like they have like a special on it on the Food Network other day, I promise.
Oh, well, that would be because I don't subscribe to cable television, so I wouldn't know anything about the Food Network anymore.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Well, what I didn't know, what I found out when I went, is that if you don't finish your burger,
yeah,
they spank you with a paddle.
I love it.
So I ordered an even bigger burger.
Just to make sure you could get spanked, I imagine. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was amazing. I was with Angelo, which you guys know who Angelo is.
No, we have no idea. You got to tell us. Our listeners don't know who Angelo is, so you got to tell us.
Angelo, he's another comic from Orlando, and I'm opening for him. He's absolutely hilarious. He was our waitress was this hot black chick, and there was this hot midget. Who was also a waitress there. So.
There was a hot midget?
Is she a Happy Meal?
This sounds like a Donald Sterling joke. It's the hottest midget I've ever seen. They're coming to our show next week. They're all coming. So they're both paddling us at the same time. And then they had Angelo come up. They're like, come on, you should get paddled too. And he's like, no, I don't know that I want to. And he's... They smacked him and he started screaming, and he was like, "Ow, ow, ow!" He's like, "She went all Serena Williams on my ass. It hurt so bad."
I hope your stand-up's better than this story.
Wow!
I promise you it is.
Where are you guys performing out in Vegas, Adam? Tell us about where you guys are going to be.
Oh, we're in Prim at Prim Valley. We had two shows last night and a show the night before. And Tuesday and Wednesday we're going to LA, and then next week we're in Vegas again at the Downtown Grand.
Holy moly. You're like all over the place out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying.
Well, tell us a little bit about, tell us where people can go and check out your stuff online, a website. You got a Facebook page you can promote, anything like that?
Yeah, yeah. Facebook.com/leftoverChinese. I got a new website that should be up within the week or two. That's AdamMurrayLive.com. I've got Twitter, it's at AdamMurrayLive, or they can find me on YouTube.
Okay, all right, perfect. I didn't know if you were done there or not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Murray, thank you for joining us, bro. We appreciate it. Have a good rest of your tour. We'll talk to you later, all right?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, bye-bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Murray is
He's such a cool guy, too.
Yeah, he is actually a really nice guy, joining us all the way from wherever the hell he's
Las
at.
Vegas.
Well, I guess he's in Las Vegas. I don't know.
It's his storytelling skills from King Greg we see.
all right. Now we're going to go into our Clippers owner's Don Sterling story. Of course, you guys know all about Donald Sterling,
bunch
right?
of crap.
Yeah. Why do you call it a bunch of crap?
Because it's okay for him to not let black people live in his slum houses,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as he has a conversation with his, a private conversation in his own home with his girlfriend,
uh-huh.
then everybody goes up in arms and goes crazy about it. And it really wasn't even that bad. He just said, hey, I don't want you in pictures. He didn't say, hey, I hate black people. And he didn't drop the N-bomb. He didn't do any of that.
Yeah, but don't you think that him saying, I don't want you associating yourself or making it promoting the fact that you're with a black person, doesn't that say I'm not very fond of black people?
And there's something wrong with not being very fond of black people? You're allowed to have. I'm not saying he's right about it, but you are allowed to have your opinion, and you're allowed to speak your mind. I thought this was America.
That is the smartest thing that you've said so far. I definitely agree that here in America, you are allowed to be a moron.
Yes, you're
but
allowed.
But hey, he did say in that recording that he knows Magic Johnson and he should be looked up to.
Okay, bam. I think his deal is that he hangs around with such other rich and popular white people that he feels embarrassed that his girlfriend's hanging out with him. And he said, you know what? Just don't take pictures with them. And that's all I'm asking you.
And don't bring him to my games. That's what he said.
Yeah, he did say don't bring him to my games.
At the same time, though, he's an 80-year-old man, and he's dating, what is she, like 30?
26.
26.
Is she?
Well, yeah. Wow. Something.
And he's married.
Come on.
And he's married.
That's awesome.
Well, but he has been obviously banned from the NBA. He's not allowed to go and do anything NBA-related.
He got Pete Rosed.
He did get Pete Rose.
He did get Pete mm-hmm. Rose. But here's something that he's been banned from that you may not have heard of.
Hold this on. Is... Eric made a wincing noise. Chime in. Chime in.
Go ahead.
I don't see anything. I don't see a comparison with Pete Rose.
No?
No.
He was banned for life.
Yes, Pete Rose should be out of baseball for life.
For betting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, because he bet on his own team.
Yeah.
While he was the manager.
He White Sox himself.
Absolutely should be out of baseball. I don't care what he did on the field. Part of getting into the Hall of Fame of Major League Baseball is the integrity that you have for the game and before, during, and after your career. And he completely screwed the pooch when he did all of that. So Pete Rose deserves to be out.
He's Charlie Hustle, though.
It doesn't matter.
He's Charlie Hustle.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like... But
Charlie Hustle.
But he's Charlie Hustle.
I feel like betting, gambling on the team or a game isn't nearly as bad as being a giant racist. And whenever you own
that, you have control over.
Yeah, whenever you. But he owns a team that is full of black people.
Yeah, he had them employed.
So how is he allowed to say I hate these people? But I'll let them work for me. I mean, it's okay.
Hey,
as
Mike
long
Lee.
As you're out there giving me money, it's good. Don't get involved in my personal.
He can't
life.
Be that bad because the NAACP gave him a lifetime achievement award.
That's my other issue. With the problem, he can be as racist as he wants to, and he can keep people from living in his places. But as long as he hands over a chunk of change to the NAACP, he's okay.
Sure.
Yeah. There's
of hypocrisy going on in this.
Yeah, and for our president to weigh in on the subject, I'm sorry, Mr. President, you have other things to think about other than a racist white guy.
Well,
he's pretty spot on with the bracket picks every year too, though.
You can't as a black president and being the first black president in American history.
Is he half
not
white?
Weigh in
is he
on
half white?
Like,
is our president half white?
He is.
Okay, so why is he our black president?
Oh God Almighty!
He's not half white.
Yeah,
he's the blackest president we've ever had.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I mean, he's not like Wesley Snipes black or anything.
But dude, rip shot yourself.
Okay.
Obviously, everybody has an opinion on this Don Sterling thing. But the thing that I wanted to bring up is that not only has he been banned from NBA activities, he's also been banned from the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, no.
Dude, you do not want to get banned from the Bunny Ranch, man.
Ever.
And he is banned from the Bunny Ranch.
See, I don't understand that because the guy who owns the Bunny Ranch is a white dude.
Yes.
And I think they might, from what I saw on the HBO shows, they had like two black girls working there.
They do.
Most people don't go to expensive whorehouses to do black girls. They just go to just go to the corner.
Well, if you're an 80-year-old billionaire, sure you do. You know,
I wouldn't.
They banned him.
I want the Asian girls.
They banned him because they did not want the NBA stars that go there to feel uncomfortable.
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
There's a lot of this is actually Dennis Hoff quote from Dennis.
See, but that's
Hoff,
trying to help everybody out.
Yeah, the quote from Dennis Hoff, the owner, says, he says, a lot of NBA players come here to party. Out of respect to them, we have banned Sterling from coming here. But I got to tell you, you know, there's a lot of things that you can ban me from, but I don't want to ever. I've never been to the Bunny Ranch, but I would like to know. It gives me a peace of mind knowing that if I wanted to, I could.
You have
go
an
there.
Open door opportunity.
I could go there if
I
wanted to.
I say ban all the NBA players, so at least I have a chance to make that girl feel something while I'm in there.
Wow.
I got that joke. I'm glad that somebody in the room got it. Yes, I got that.
That means he has a small penis, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. But there are a lot of hot girls that work at the Bunny Ranch.
Yes, they are.
There are a lot of hot girls that work there. But none of them are quite as hot as FHM's sexiest woman alive. Does anybody know who it is?
Who is it?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, we
do. Take a guess. Tell me who you think the sexiest woman alive is.
Lupita Dinlajango.
No. That's people's most important person. No. Anybody else? Give me your sexiest woman alive.
It's not Carrie Fisher.
It is not Carrie. No. It
Oprah.
Is it
Amy Fisher? Amy Fisher.
Amy
sexiest women. Let's see. That whore from Lords.
No, it's not Lord herself. No, it is not.
Whore.
It's actually Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she's pretty hot, dude. She's pretty hot.
From the Anger Games or whatever?
Yeah. She is unbelievably sexy. I'm telling you. Have you ever looked up like
that's
her...
the Katniss chick, right?
It's the
that's
Katniss.
Katniss
chick, yes.
Okay. Is that the chick that's dating Verlander?
Ooh, is she? No. That's Kate Upton. You're thinking of Kate Upton, who is also very sexy.
Hey, yes. No.
And then we were at a golf tournament with, and she was there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
She was, what's her name? Lawrence. She was in the new American Hustle, and she does some pretty provocative
American
scenes.
Hustle, X-Men, all that stuff.
Oh,
she's Mystique.
Do you want to know how gutless King Mike is?
Why am I gutless? Why?
We played in a golf tournament with the Detroit Tigers, and Justin Verlander was there. I mean, we were as close to him as I am to King John here. And I said to Mike, I will give you $5. If you walk over and say, hey, you're dating, what's the name of this chick that he's dating?
Kate Upton.
Hey, you're dating Kate Upton. Can I smell your hand?
He
would not do it.
Mike Lee.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
That's not your character to do that.
Eric, that's too
Eric,
funny.
I would have done it. If you would have asked me, I would have done it.
Wait a second.
I would have much rather
just
smelled.
Just to outdo him.
Hold on.
Wait. I would have much rather smelled the passenger seat of his car. I'm just saying.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
I want to smell his thumb.
How did this story...
Oh, my God. Did you really just say that?
Wow.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
Who are some... give me some other sexy women that you think... celebrities, obviously, that you think should have been on FHM. I don't want to hear about the... Ava Mendez. Nope. Not even in the top 10.
Who's the hot mom from Modern Family? What's her name?
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
She's Colombian, by the way.
She's beautiful.
Nope. She's not even in the top 10.
Cameron Joker Smile Diaz?
No. Dude, we're talking about the 2014 era. We're not talking about the 90s.
Yeah, we're too old.
What's the broad's name from Mad Men, the redhead with the with the large.
Oh yes, golly, what acting is her
skills
name?
With the large acting skills?
It's not Michelle Keegan, is it? Because Michelle Keegan came in number two, and I don't even know who this woman is. I am starting to feel
old. What's
now,
her name? For
Little
God
Kim.
Sakes.
Little Kim.
Kat Dennings.
I don't know who is the somebody. You guys have phones. Look it up. Who's the hot redhead from Mad Men? I have no idea who it is. Number three though was Rihanna.
No.
Punching Bag?
I'm right there with you. Yeah.
Punching Bag was number three.
Christina Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks, that is correct. Yes, that's the name. You're right.
But yeah. Rihanna is a sexy lady, but she should not be in the top 10.
No, she actually looks, I mean, I'd rather look at Buster's butthole than look at her. She's she's ugly and nasty looking.
I think that this girl right here in our little calendar in the studio is actually sexier than Rihanna.
Seriously,
I don't find her attractive.
When I look at Rihanna, I just want to punch her. I don't know what it is.
It's weird how that's what it is. It's not Chris Brown's fault. She
just looks like a pace you want to punch.
He just looked at her one day and was like, I'm going to punch you because I just can't stand the look at you. You're stupid looking.
She's just a very punchable woman.
Maybe that's...
Wow.
Number four, I think, should have been number one. She is the minx from the Blurred Lines video.
Oh, yeah. Mishka something. Oh,
Emily Ratajkowski.
I knew she was something Russian. She is so fine. God.
She is so hot.
Did you see the uncensored version?
I did.
She has the most beautiful set of breasts.
I am telling you, man, I would take those and put them in like an emergency glass like thing on the wall just to be there.
Shut up.
And anytime I'm
no, they're perfect. Like they are just the perfect boobs.
They are amazing. Number five, rounding out the top five. I'll just give you the top five.
Scarlett Johansson.
No, Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco. She's super hot.
Is she?
What is that?
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah. And some other mentionables, Mila Kunis and Beyonce coming in. And then Scarlett Johansson was at number 10. All right, we're going to completely
switch. Man, Scarlett Johansson,
gears.
I'm sorry, but, you know, from the Marvel, she'd be a lot better than that punching bag Rihanna. Seriously.
Of course. The body on Johansson is amazing. Her body is.
I'll take anything breathing.
That anything and I wouldn't. And I don't want to punch Scarlett Johansson. I look at Rihanna and hear her voice, and it's just like I gotta punch you.
We're completely switching gears right now. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off on the Rihanna thing.
But I want to punch her.
I know. I understand. We already made that joke, and what you're doing is called driving it into the dirt. The dead horse called. He said, "Stop beating it."
It's called doing a Disney.
Today is May the 4th, and of course, that is May the 4th. Be with you. It's a huge. Huge celebration for Star Wars fans out there. The cast of the new Star Wars movie has been announced.
Hold on.
Are you ready?
I'm getting ready. Hold on.
Okay. God almighty.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, basically the entire original cast will be back.
Really?
John Donovan, I called it, remember?
You did call it.
I called it. Chewie's going to have mange and gray hair. Watch.
I understand that number seven is going to be called Star Wars Attack of the Geritol.
Carrie Fisher, get your ass on a treadmill, sweetie.
I'm telling you, man.
We need you in Return of the Jedi form.
I got to tell you, Mark Hamill isn't looking too much better than Carrie Fisher.
No, it won't take long for him to get there. He'll get in a car accident again, and he'll be fine.
But Peter Mayhew is coming back to play Chewbacca. C-3PO and R2-D2 are going to be played by their original cast members. And then some new names, Max von Sydow will be there, Adam Driver from HBO's Girls. I don't know if you guys...
Alan Serkis.
Yeah.
Who's Gollum. Can you imagine the casting call to the guy that played C-3PO and R2-D2?
Yeah.
Like, hi guys, we're making a movie, and we'd like to make you back, have you come back. Are you available?
Let me check my calendar. Yes, I'm free.
I'm totally free.
I've got nothing. Wait, I'm sorry. I've got an opening shift at the Walmart that day, but that's all right. I can change it for you, mate.
For crying out loud. What have they done since then?
The only big name that was not announced is Lando Calrissian, Billy Dee Williams. He was the only name.
That's because
on the
he
list.
Broke a hip and he can't be there.
Yeah, so he would probably not have Billy Dee Williams in there. All right.
He might be in the next one. Who knows?
We are going to... So congratulations, I guess, for all you Star Wars fans and everybody who's excited about that.
I'm very excited.
I actually think it'll be a good movie. I do.
Yeah, I remember one of our friends, Jake Fullhart, is quoted as saying, if J.J. Abrams screws this up, he will forever be known as Jar Jar Abrams.
Now, hold on a second. Bringing that fact up, I forgot I wanted to mention this. Michael Bay is actually directing the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I saw the preview for that.
And it looks awesome.
Good. It looks amazing, but it was very... I am super excited about it, so don't get me wrong. I cannot wait. I think that it's awesome. I don't care what the haters say. I think it looks fantastic. But I did notice a lot of similarities. It very much resembled a Transformers-type movie.
Of course.
Now we have J.J. Abrams, who was director of the Star Trek, the Star Trek revamp, and he's going to be doing Star Wars. Do you think that it's going to have that whole Star Trek-y feel to it, kind of the way?
I think he's going to stick with what he believes, you know, this is close to George Lucas's vision.
Yeah.
And make a lot... I bet the fight scenes or whatever is going to happen is going to be badass.
You think you're going to be awesome. All right.
Star Wars, where's Khan now?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm worried about happening, actually. All right, we're going to wrap up the second segment with some trivia. John, are you ready with trivia?
Let's do some trivia, okay, gentlemen.
It's time to do some Curtis Earth trivia.
Get fired up,
King
boys.
John.
Get
here we go.
Fired
here we go.
Up.
How does this work?
Hit the trivia thing. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to introduce to you our grandiose host for Curtis Earth Trivia, brought to you by none other than John Donovan.
Hi, kids. It's that time again for Curtis Earth Trivia with your host. That's me, John Donovan. Mm-hmm. You can find me every Thursday evening from 5 till 7 at Star Island Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. Come on down if you're listening. Every Thursday, 5 till 7, Star Island Resort. We're going to do some trivia. Boys, this is how it works. I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
If you think you know the answer, your buzz-in is saying your name. If you answer correctly, you do not get a point. If you answer correctly, you get a point. If we go into a tie situation, we will do a tiebreaker question, and that person is Hot Dog the Wiener.
Hot Dog the Wiener.
Are you ready, gentlemen?
Ready. Let's
do it. Here
we go
with question number one. What Bon Jovi song lyric, I've seen a million faces and I've heard them all.
Greg.
Wanted, dead or alive.
That is a point for Greg. Gentlemen.
Way to go there, buddy.
Here we go.
Cramping. Greg's cramping. He's already... The mental athlete is down. He's down with a cramp.
Oh, my God. Charlie Horse from Hell.
Question number two. In what city will you find the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Greg.
Oh, you son of a...
Eric.
That'd be Cleveland, Ohio.
That would be Cleveland, Ohio. Wow. That is one for Eric.
I'm glad I didn't get in on that.
Question number three. A little history.
All right, go ahead.
The father of Viking explorer Leif Erikson had what colorful nickname?
Eric. Eric the Red.
Eric the Red. That's two for Eric.
Holy moly.
One for Greg, none for John, and none for
Shut
Mike.
Up.
Here we go. Actress Liv Tyler's father.
Eric.
Greg.
Eric.
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Oh my God!
Can I hear the question?
Hold on. Yeah, we have to have a new rule.
No.
New rule. Hold on. There's a new rule. I'm putting it in.
No.
You guys can vote it down.
You know you're going to go back on this rule every time.
No.
Yeah, see, well,
I think that you should have to finish the question and then say go, and then we're allowed
what
to
a crock
in.
Of crap.
We have to hear the question, man.
Look, the answer could have been Steven Tyler. The answer could have been Aerosmith.
Exactly.
It could have been Dream On. It could have been Walk This
and
Way.
And I don't know that because you just jumped in.
Yeah. Penis face. Shut up.
I'm with John. I think you should have to finish the question. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you ready, boys?
Yes.
Okay, here's a little sports for you. In 1972, what professional football team...
Eric. Miami Dolphins?
The Miami Dolphins.
You're a dick.
Oh, my God. I am hating you right now.
I don't like them either.
Here is the end of the question. The full question was in 1972.
Well, I don't care. I don't what care now. What does it matter? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What a sore loser.
Can I have the microphone for a second, or is it all you, Mike?
No, go ahead.
Okay, fine. All right. Car question, boys, from 1989.
Mike! Chevrolet.
Wrong.
John. Ford.
Yes.
Yeah! Oh, my God!
The question was, from 1989 to 2008, what company owned the line of Jaguar cars?
You piece of crap.
All right, boys, here we go with your next one. Who was the first and only female prime minister of the
Eric.
Greg.
Eric.
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher, you are way ahead in the lead.
Whoa, holy moly. All right.
I got one, shut up.
Okay.
Me too.
What is the slowest of the four Olympic swimming strokes?
Greg.
Greg.
Backstroke.
Wrong.
Eric.
John.
Eric.
Breaststroke.
Breaststroke again for Eric.
Holy moly.
Way ahead.
I knew
way
that
ahead,
one.
Way ahead.
I'm getting
okay.
my ass handed to me today.
Here's your last question. The TV show Grey's Anatomy is set.
Mike. Eric. John.
Mike.
Ally McBeal.
John.
John.
Ally McBeal has nothing to do with that show.
It's set in Ally McBeal.
John.
Seattle.
Seattle, one for John. Yeah. Very good.
Two for John.
Oh, okay. Two for John, yeah. Okay, let's see. That
is
was
that
our
it?
Last. Hold on. Eric has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions correct. John has 2. Greg has 1. Mike, you're at 0. We are going to do a 7-point question.
He was
oh
doing
my God.
Math.
7-point
question.
All right.
And it is a closest without going over. Are you boys ready?
I am ready.
Yep. Anybody got a pen for me?
Which prime number is the next highest after 31?
God almighty.
Which prime number is the highest after 31? What do you say, John?
47.
47. Greg, you got a you got an answer?
37.
37. Mike, what do you say?
I'm going to say 39.
39. Eric?
33.
33. The actual number is 37. Greg for the win, ladies and gentlemen.
On the money, Greg.
Very good, sir.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
By a nose.
Way to go. Way to go. All right. We're
and that's
take
trivia.
That is trivia. One more time, where are you going to be this Thursday?
I'm going to be every Thursday at Star Island Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, from 5 till 7 at the upstairs bar. Anybody can come on property, even though you're not staying there, have some drinks, do some trivia, and have a good time. Come on out, kids.
Wow. Penis. All right, when we come back, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a huge accident that happened at a Ringling Brothers circus, and then we're going to go over some amazing accidents that have happened in the history of circuses. We'll be back with that here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Hi, this is Jessica. Welcome to RenegadeRadio.com.
Hello, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome back. We're ready to go with, you know what I haven't done all day in this whole show because I've been so worried about what's going on with the technical side.
What did you do?
I have not named this podcast.
Oh, lordy.
Listen, I know. This is episode 56, goddammit.
Oh.
Episode 56. Do
God
you guys
damn
realize?
It.
Yeah, goddammit. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Goddammit.
John Q, who has never been here for a podcast, this is his first one. He actually
that's
remembered.
Not true. It's,
yeah, that's
it's like
not
his
true
third.
No, he's only come in and said hello like once or twice. He's never sat in on a full show.
Correct.
But,
all right, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But he's the only one who remembered the gag that it immediately is named whatever the next thing that comes out of my mouth.
Got
thank
that
you,
covered.
John. Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate you.
I got you, buddy.
You're the man. You're the man. You're the man. Please check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com, of course. If you're listening live on ustream.tv, we really appreciate it. And all of our listeners on Renegade Radio, you guys are awesome. Please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle, and check us out there. That way we can notify you when we're about to go live, and you can check us out there.
For
all right.
free.
For
yeah,
free. It's all free. It's all absolutely free. We're moving into our ridiculous news segment, which is always the last segment of the show. And to start things off, we have a big accident that happened over the weekend.
Oh, no.
With Ringling Brothers. Yes.
What
yes.
happened?
Now, have you guys ever been to a circus?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was
who
born
hasn't?
In a circus. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you the performing bear?
No, 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 my father was a fat lady.
Oh, okay. but yeah, several performers were actually injured after a problem with an aerial act, which occurred during a performance of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. It was in Providence, Rhode Island. This happened actually Sunday afternoon. Holy
wow.
moly, was that like earlier today? I didn't even realize that. But the performers fell to the ground after being suspended on cables in the air that collapsed. And I actually have
she
some
must have
audio.
Had really big breasts.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You said an aerial act. Okay.
Yeah, it was an aerial act.
Wow.
But I actually have some audio here
holy
of
cow.
The of the incident happening. Let's see. Let's see if I can get it. Here it comes. Here it comes. Are you ready?
Let's hear it. Oh, come on.
Now, there's a giant... This is going to get the audience reaction whenever this happens. There's a giant curtain, and it's about to drop and reveal all of these aerial acrobatics hanging from
a chandelier, it looks like.
So there they are. The curtain just dropped. Everybody's like, ooh. And that's the part that I wanted you to hear, was the audience is watching it, and some kid in this video says, are they supposed to fall like that? Yeah, but yeah, they fell down. The video was uploaded online. Wow, what is that? What does that even mean? I don't know what it means.
And why?
Yeah, the PA announcer actually utters a curse word, but I can't hear it in the audio here. I don't... See if you can hear this announcer utter some kind of a curse word. I don't know. There's the reveal, and then right here is the crash.
Shit. He said shit.
Oh, did he say shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that, but apparently nobody died. Nobody died at all. Ironically, the announcer, if you could hear it, he was just he just started to say, suspended only by the ... and then crash. Oh, it shit. Just falls only down.
By the air.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, suspended only by the air.
Suspended by the... Oh!
And for some reason, I find this somewhat ironic.
Yeah.
That they were performing at the Dunkin' Donuts Center.
What? Why?
I mean... I don't know why that seems just so ironic to me.
They fell whenever they
they were dunked.
Oh my god. Get
it? If they'd only landed in a big giant cup of coffee, it would have been more appropriate.
Now, have any of you
look,
guys...
they've got cream filling.
Oh my!
Wow!
Is that a jelly donut, or did a human being just fall from the ceiling?
God, it looks like somebody stepped on a ketchup packet.
Oh!
Are they supposed to fall like that?
Have any of you guys ever been like to see some big, you know, feat of defying gravity or whatever it may be, some big death-defying feat, and something went wrong ever?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
I went to see a magician, and he was to be, it was supposed to do some sort of Houdini thing. And they tied his feet and put him in a straitjacket, and they lifted him up on a crane, and then they set the rope on fire, and then he was supposed to, you know, be out of it and put out the fire or whatever. Well, he didn't, unfortunately, he didn't make it in time, and he fell to earth. And
seriously?
Yeah.
Did he live?
Well, they went over to him, and when they took off the straitjacket, it was full of baloney.
Oh! Thank you. Wow. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Thank you.
I knew it. I knew it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I knew that was coming.
But you know, you see the old videos of like Evel Knievel whenever he would go out and try to do some big giant jump. Like, wasn't there one over the Caesar's Palace, which is the famous one?
Yeah.
Well, the Snake Canyon.
That's what it was. Yeah, Grand Canyon.
He tried to jump over the Grand Canyon, and his parachute that was to deploy to slow him down actually deployed when it started. He was in this rocket I actually watched it live on TV. That's how old I am.
Wow.
And it deployed as he was going up the ramp, so that, you know, kind of slows you down.
Yeah.
Don't you
think that whenever you go and watch these things, like even whenever you go, let's say, to a NASCAR race today, the reason why you go is you're hoping to see something go wrong.
Sure.
Absolutely.
That's why I go to see Greg do stand-up.
Damn it.
I have to say that I know Greg is his butt is hurt right now. But
that was beautiful.
Big
that
love,
was
Greg.
That was such a good you could have done that with any comedian, actually, and that would have been fantastic. But I have here a list of all of the circus accidents that have ever gone wrong. Well, a list of the top 10 anyway.
Let's hear them.
The first one that is on the top of this list is the execution of an elephant. It happened on September 12th in 1916.
Hell?
I know.
Trunk rape somebody or something?
Listen to this story, man.
Is that
I'm telling you.
Show?
It's a terrible
ladies
story.
And gentlemen, we will now execute an elephant.
Is that
ordinary eye?
Wait.
Never seen before.
is
in
that,
this ring.
Is the execution of an elephant, is that where a big fat girl does auto asphyxiation in the closet?
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for bringing that back.
I forgot all about all that.
I know. I know. You've got to keep those up every episode.
Zach
every
was time. Good on that one.
Zach was really good at that. This happened in 1916. This was an elephant named Mary who trampled her handler, Red Eldridge, to death. Mm. There are various accounts of what led to the attack, from Eldridge prodding Mary with a stick, getting her mad, and then there's other speculation that says that she was just actually bored. She looked bored.
Prodding Mary with a stick, by the way, is when you try to have sex with a girl on her period. No?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
I tried.
All right.
Prodding Mary with a stick is how the Virgin Mary got pregnant.
Wow. Let me move far away from you, sir.
The lightning bolt is coming any second. Eldridge, the trainer, her death was considered tragic and gruesome, but Mary's fate was actually even worse. This again happened in 1916. The people of Kingsport, Tennessee demanded retribution for Eldridge's death, okay? So it was decided.
Damn you, elephant!
So it was decided that Mary would hang for her crime, because what? I guess back then that's what you do. So they're going to hang an elephant, and on September 13th, this is the very next day, a crowd of 2,500 people. So it actually did turn into a show. Mostly children, by the way. They all gathered.
Oh my God.
I know. They all gathered to watch Mary be executed. Mary was hung from the neck by an industrial crane.
Wait! Hold on.
That is horrible.
This was in Tennessee.
This happened in Tennessee, yes.
Hi there. Hey, buddy. Listen, instead of going down and going fishing today, you want to go watch us hang an elephant in downtown? Hell yeah, let's go watch an elephant get hung.
I don't understand why they would go and see this. Aren't all elephants well hung?
Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Thank you.
You can hit a rim shot while that's playing, by the way.
whatever that or was. That. That's what happened to Red. God.
Bite it.
anyway, so they go down there, 2,500 people the very next day.
Did they charge tickets for that?
I don't know. It doesn't say here. But she was hung. Now, listen, Mary was hung by the neck from an industrial crane, but the chain around her neck actually snapped because she was too big, and she slammed to the ground, which broke her hip.
Mm.
Yes. A heavier gauge chain was used to hang Mary for a second time, and she swung for a half an hour before the crowd. And then she was dumped into a hastily dug grave, it says here. Look at this picture. I know I'll post this up on the Facebook page, but look at this picture.
It's horrible.
It's a picture of an elephant being hung by a crane. That stuff would never fly today.
Hell no.
No.
PETA would lose his mind.
I'm just going to kind of skip through these, but Desi Espana was a Bulgarian-American who came from a family of performers.
Mm-hmm.
She had performed for years and even held a Guinness World Record. Unfortunately, a technical failure ended her career in 2004 when Espana was performing an aerial act with chiffon scarves. I guess kind of like those silks. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah.
When a mechanism holding the cloth in its place failed, and she fell 30 feet head first.
Oh.
Espana later died from her injuries.
I'm shocked.
And here's another one. Massardi, his name was Thomas McCart, but he was known as Massardi. He was a bold and rash. He was a lion tamer, but the catch was he only had one arm. So,
really?
So he used the whip in his mouth?
Yeah, yeah. What? No, I'm imagining that he only had the whip.
Serious?
He didn't have the chair.
Really did.
You can't go in there without the chair.
Oh, God.
You only got the whip. Unfortunately, he didn't have the chair. So,
wow. And everyone knows when you go in the jungle, you take a chair with you.
On January 3rd of 1872, he was performing in Bolton, England. And for unknown reasons, a lion named Tyrant, who was, I guess, the lion he was trying to train, just attacked him. And then
because that's what lions do.
That's what they do. I know. And then three other lions quickly joined in on the attack.
Like, hey, he's got him. Let's finish him off.
I don't see a chair, guys. Let's get him.
He's got no chair. I say we go after the bloke.
Do you know that? Do you know there's a reason why the guy has a whip and a chair?
Why is that?
Supposedly that the lion can't focus on more than one thing at one time.
Oh,
so
really?
It gets overwhelmed and it just sits there like, oh, crap, he has a...
Why do you got to bring logic and knowledge
well,
into our...
Well, what if
our,
it was a whip and a pinwheel or something?
It wouldn't matter.
you know? Or an umbrella.
I mean, have you ever noticed that, like, the lion, when he slaps that chair out of the way, he has a look in his eyes like, oh, the guy no longer has the chair in front of him. This might be my chance. And luckily, the guy's good enough to crack that whip as soon as he hits that chair.
Right. Yeah. Oh, but he has a whip.
Massardi was actually nearly scalped when the lion bit his head. And then he was later torn apart in front of several hundred witnesses.
Awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. Yes.
What a show, everybody. The greatest show on the planet.
This, in a country where they used to dismember people and put them on spikes to say, don't go against the king.
Right.
Right.
Don't go against the king of the jungle.
Don't go in without a chair, guys.
I was going to just skip through these, but I'm having so much fun now. Let's go to number 7. The trapeze. Undoubtedly one of the most dangerous circus acts around, but it requires a good deal of strength and flexibility. All the training in the world, however, cannot prevent a mechanical failure.
Oh, no.
In 1872, Fred Lazelle and Billy Milson, two famous trapeze artists, crashed to the ground when their trapeze mechanism failed. George North, a gymnast, was unfortunately beneath the trapeze whenever it fell. All three men were injured. Milson likely broke his ribs, and North suffered internal injuries.
Ow.
I'll catch and you.
I got you. I got it. I got it.
I don't got it. What does the spotter do on the floor anyway? He landed over there.
He was over there. Got it. All right. And then number 1, the worst circus accident of all time. It's a tragic event. Probably the most well-known on the list here. It was due to the scale of the fire and the extensive loss of life. But on July 6, 1944, a small fire began in the southwest of a Ringling Brothers, another Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, Big Top Circus tent.
Got a bad track record.
Because the tent was waterproofed with paraffin wax and gasoline.
Nice.
Wow. Waterproofed with those two things.
Yes, wax and gasoline.
Hold on.
So paraffin wax, no less, though.
Hey there. I think a good idea to keep it waterproof is use paraffin wax and gasoline.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. There.
You got a cigarette on you?
There was a crowd of 7,000 spectators, and of course they panic and rush towards the exit. But two of the exits were blocked by chutes used to bring in circus animals,
and the other one was blocked by a dead elephant. Yeah.
The ensuing stampede, circus goers were trampled, crushed, and asphyxiated under the weight of fallen people. As the flames spread, other spectators simply burned to death or else died as a result of smoke inhalation.
The greatest show on the planet Earth.
And now coming to the stage, Great White.
Burning down the house.
In a scene that looks a lot like the Twin Towers of 2001, some people tried to leap from the bleachers to avoid the fire, but this attempt to escape actually killed more people than it saved. In the end, an estimated 169 people died, and more than 700 people were actually injured.
That picture looks like the Hindenburg, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh, man, it was terrible. Really, that's
don't
that's
go to the end. Circus.
Yeah, don't go to the circus. My God, man.
Bring a chair to the jungle. What else have we learned today, gentlemen?
I don't know. What else have we learned?
Ford.
Let's hit it. Yeah, hit it. Get out of
here. Ford. We've learned Ford. Yes.
We've learned a lot. Yes, Ford. That's going to do it for the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, of course, on Ustream.tv. We appreciate you for joining
us
live.
He's got a chair.
Thanks to
Don't go near it.
Thanks to Adam Murray for joining us from Las Vegas.
Why zebras get eaten all the time. They don't carry fucking chairs.
If they had a damn chair, they'd be all right.
That's going to wrap it up for episode 56. God damn it. Thank you, of course, Eric and John for joining us. King Mike here signing off. King Greg, King John. Check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Go to renegaderadio.com. You can hear us Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Eastern there at renegaderadio.com. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you then next Sunday. We're going back to Sundays.
So we'll
talk to you then. Okay, bye-bye.
Later.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like... I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was like, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
Let me... I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
You guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.